Earlier in the program, we were speaking to one of the charity advisors in relation to children with attention deficit disorder. And I asked a question to Sarah Salters, who I was speaking to, as part of a wide-ranging conversation: should children with attention deficit disorder be in mainstream school? And she absolutely believed that they should, and they should get the support that they need and deserve. Now, some of you feel that they shouldn't be in mainstream school, and people have sent us, you know, just short texts and whatever. They're holding our children back, or my child can't get ahead because the teacher's too busy with the special needs child, and there are all sorts of comments like that coming through. Now, here's one from a school governor. It says, "As a school governor, I can tell you that children with attention deficit disorder should not be in mainstream school. If teachers are honest, these children do unfortunately disrupt the classroom, and this has an impact on the other children's learning. They need additional support and help that should be given in a specialist environment. I know budgets don't allow this, but if we want our education system to improve, we need to understand that there are differences in children and they cannot all be taught in the same way." I'm interested in your point of view on that. It sounds pretty cruel to say it like that, the way this governor has said it. But he's also being realistic. If a teacher is in a classroom and there are, for example, as there sometimes are, two children with attention deficit disorder out of a class of about 25, the teacher is going to be very busy with those two children. And if they don't have the necessary support, and very often they don't, if they don't have the support in the classroom, if the teacher doesn't have the support, then he or she is spending a lot of time keeping the attention deficit disorder kid fully briefed and fully engaged, possibly to the disadvantage of the other 23 children in the classroom. Is that a valid point from that governor who has been in touch with us? You can let us know what you think. Remember, earlier in the programme, we were speaking to Sarah Salters, who's very much associated with a lobbying group that's at Stormont today. And they are, of course, being supported by politicians to improve the lot of attention deficit disorder children. But she was clear when she said to us that the children should be in mainstream school. And they're bringing out a manifesto, and it's about bringing about change, to alter perspectives and to improve the lives of children and young people who have attention deficit disorder. That is a very big challenge in any family. It's a very big challenge in the mind of any young person. But should those children be in mainstream school? According to this Board of Governors member who's been in touch with us, the answer is no. Let me speak to Andrea, who's on this line. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Andrea, where do you come from this argument from?
Well, to be honest, I don't think really they should. My son and daughter both went to a school. Now, the children that were involved weren't actually in their class, but on a couple of occasions, both of them had got hit at sort of different times, but they weren't allowed to retaliate. They, you know, I know you shouldn't be retaliating anyway, but the children with ADHD were sort of at different times, were maybe hitting, lashing out all around, but the other children were not allowed to retaliate in any way.
Had the other children been informed that young Jimmy or Josephine had a special challenge?
Well, they were. They actually were aware. As they got older, they were aware that there were children with different problems, not just the ADHD, but different problems. And they tried to understand, but sometimes it's hard whenever you've just been hit by somebody, and it's hard to hold back.
Of course, and you know, no one wants anyone to be striking another person, especially in a school environment. Would you have felt more disadvantaged if those children had actually been in your child's classroom?
I think it probably would, yes. I sort of agree that. Now, in saying that, they did have classroom assistants, and the classroom assistants spent more time with the children with whatever problem it may have been. So in our school, possibly, that maybe wouldn't have occurred. But any other school, now I don't know what the other schools do, but I may have felt if there hadn't been a classroom assistant specifically for that child, I would have felt that my child was losing out because the teacher was spending so much time with the other child.
It is vital, however, that the ADD child doesn't lose out. And that's why the education system embraces these children, because they're so deserving of the help and the assistance that they should be entitled to.
Yes, absolutely. And I do feel for them as well. But as I say, sometimes if they could maybe restrain themselves a wee bit more, and try to understand too from the other children's point of view that they just can't go around hitting out, and although maybe that's a hard way to get through to them.
Well, Andrea, I suppose this is why there is this manifesto being brought out by the charities, because you as a parent and me as a parent, we don't fully understand what the children are going through, and this is why it's relevant to have the discussion. There's a lady on this line as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, what's your perspective on it?
My child has been diagnosed just during the summer there with ADD, and I want people to know that the ADHD is completely different to the ADD. My child is not disruptive whatsoever. He is not aggressive. He is the most pleasant, well-mannered, well-behaved child that you could ever meet, and he is in mainstream school now. In play school, the play school teachers knew that there was something wrong. They thought that he had, you know, hearing difficulties. So it started off with that, and I brought him to the health visitor and got his hearing checked. He had some speech therapy because his speech was a little bit slower coming on. But he's very well behaved, and you know, I don't want everybody to think that all these children are badly behaved, because it's just not the case. And my child, since he has gone on to medication in the summer, it has meant his concentration is so much better. He would have sat in class just sitting, just daydreaming and taking everything in but not writing down. And since his medication started, he is just nearly top of his class. And it's just a miracle. And, you know, I'm sure there are other people in the same boat as me. And it's very misunderstood.
Yes, obviously your child will be able to go through school without any reservations now that it has been diagnosed and the proper medication has been introduced to him or her.
Yes, I do believe so. You know, the differences in his reports are, it's just unbelievable. You know, there's been a dramatic difference in his attention, really, because there was no, you know, I knew he was terribly smart, you know, his mental maths and that was, you know, his understanding of things was super, but it was just concentrating long enough to get it down on the page. And since he's been diagnosed and the proper medication has been in order, then it's been fantastic. But I had to do that all myself. The school were brilliant, but there are no educational psychologists. They wouldn't come out to see him because his scores are too high in school. So they just took nothing to do with him because basically he was doing well enough. So they didn't warrant a check from them. And I had to go through the GP then to have him referred. And, you know, it's taken about a year to have that done. And it's just, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, the last 4 years have been nearly a waste of time in school. But the school, just it's the way it's set up. They couldn't do any more. They did everything that they could. It's just the system that's in place that's not good enough.
Yeah, well, that's why this lobbying is ongoing at Stormont, even as we speak, for children who have attention deficit disorder and indeed those who have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is ADHD. Thank you for that. Thank you. Let me speak to Bill, who's on this line. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I've listened to two women there, and the last caller I thought was absolutely outstanding, that her child is being brought on and being helped along in the education system. But the girl, Andrea, seemed to think, like, as long as it's not in my backyard. I mean, why? If it was her child, how would you feel about it?
I understand where you're coming from on this, but if Andrea is sending her child through school and her child is being thumped or hit or being held back in the classroom, she's entitled to be concerned.
Definitely, Frank, yeah, definitely agree with you 100%, or, yeah, and with her also, with Andrea also. But, I mean, I think we have to accept that these children do need help, and they do need encouragement, and they do need assistance, maybe extra assistance. I mean, it's okay for us to sit down and say, yeah, the children in this class can go on further, reading rate and their attention span is absolutely fantastic. But there's other people out there. We're all different. We're all unique. Every person in this world is unique.
Absolutely. Having said that, if a teacher is responsible, Bill, if a teacher is responsible for 25 kids in the classroom and the government isn't providing enough assistance for the ADHD kids in the classroom, the teacher's going to be incredibly challenged, and as a result, the other 22 or 23 kids are going to be disadvantaged. You'd be better off. You'd be better off in a class, surely, that doesn't have any children with a challenge.
But does that not help them? Frankly, I mean, you're going to isolate them? Are you going to actually put them? I mean, that's what we used to do. Put them into homes, but didn't know what we're dealing with. Something wrong with mental disorder. We'll put them in a home. I remember reading one time about the Queen Mother's cousin or something would put in the home.
Yeah, but let's stick to the point that hold on. Let's stick to where we are in the argument. We're talking about children who have attention deficit disorder or who have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They're in the main class system. They're in the classroom. They're in the education system. They are there at this present moment in time. And I don't think anyone's saying that they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be in the education system alongside their peer group. No one's suggesting that. But they surely should be getting more support while in the classroom or in the school, so as the other children aren't held back. Because other children are being held back.
I agree with you, Frank, 100%. I agree. But then we are actually hearing there, it wasn't too long ago, the teachers were being paid off and redundancies for teachers. It wasn't that long ago. Why are we making them redundant? They're the ideal candidates to actually go in here and take classes and help. Why not? We need to fund this. This is education. This is our future.
Okay, Bill, thank you. Jacqueline's on this line. Jacqueline, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Frank, I'm sitting here and I'm so very upset with regard to the conversation that's preceded this ADHD conversation. My son is 8 years of age. He is diagnosed as ADHD and dyslexic. My son has no tendency towards violence whatsoever, and what annoys me greatly is that people are continuously pairing the two things together. ADHD does not mean that your child will be violent within a class. You will find in most classrooms that children who exert any type of violence won't necessarily have a diagnosis of ADHD. And it really, really annoys me that this is a constant battle and a constant argument that we have trying to explain to people that a child with ADHD is not a violent child. My child has never struck out at another child, and he would be quite severely ADHD. He takes a medication which deals with most of his symptoms. He causes no problem within a classroom. And I to be honest with you, I'm quite insulted that people have actually come out here and said, you know, there's violence in classrooms, there's children hitting out. My son in no way exhibits any of those behaviours.
Would your son need additional support from the teacher to the extent that the teacher's disadvantaged when it comes to allotting time to other pupils?
Well, yes, there would be instances like that, but there are other things that have been put in place for that, where he would be taken out of class, you know, for, you know, some behavioural things, you know, that would be with outside the classroom, not necessarily during class time. I would feel that he would probably get the same amount of assistance as any other child would within the class.
And do you feel he's getting enough additional assistance from a classroom assistant, or indeed from the government, in inverted commas?
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be lovely to see there be more assistance for my son. Maybe, you know, to have more things in place, you know, to deal with, you know, when he would be more hyperactive, you know, perhaps in the morning times when he would be coming into school, or when he's been off, say, during the summer or some holidays and things, you're trying to get out of routine and things can become a bit more difficult. At those times, that would be a lovely thing to have. But, I mean, we can't always have everything. As parents, we have a lot of strategies that we put in place at home. We have a lot of advice that we take from professionals, you know, to help us deal with our children, and that's something that we use a lot within our own homes. And we give the teachers the advice, we follow on all of that information, and they can take some of those things and put them in. I mean, for example, my son presently, the school that he attends, they have different things in the morning, like occupational therapy, yoga that they've put in place for the children. You know, that's before school even starts. You know, that's little things that they can do to help. So, I mean, I'm very happy with how the school system is dealing with my son at the moment. What really, really annoys me and angers me is people's definition of what it is to have ADHD. ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It means that my child has problems maintaining attention and he can be more hyperactive than the average child. It in no way means that my child will ever lift his hand or, you know, be cruel to another child. He has never done these things, nor would I ever expect him to.
In fairness, there was just one parent during the course of the morning that highlighted ADHD children being like that.
Yeah, well, as sure as you can understand, as a mother of a child with ADHD, these are the sort of comments that I come across constantly. You know, you read things online, you have discussions with other parents. These are the things that people assume are associated with the condition. And they're not. And that is why, you know, I'm almost a spokesperson in a sense. I would like people to become more educated as to what it means to have ADHD and to not have these constant, you know, things going on in the background. It means that your child is going to suffer, you know, if they're in a classroom with, you know, someone who has this disorder. You know, it's at times, it's a lovely thing to have because he's got a sparkle. He's got, you know, he's got more going on. You know, he's a very happy little boy. And at the end of the day, he is going to suffer because of this throughout his life, because it means that his education, you know, his, you know, friendships, different things, you know, it can be a real challenge.
Okay, but, Jacqueline, you make a very stout presentation, and I'm almost out of time, but thank you for it. Thank you.
Okay.
A presentation from a loving mom. A quick word from Bobby. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Bobby, I can give you 45 seconds. Go ahead.
45 seconds. Frank, my kid has ADHD. And, you know, if he's bald and he lashes out or anything, he gets chastised the same as a normal kid. You know, under no circumstances should there be excuses made for any child's bald behaviour. But people do need more educated on ADHD.
So this initiative at Stormont, whereby they're lobbying the MLAs and bringing out a manifesto, an actual manifesto regarding ADHD, you see that as a step in the right direction?
I'll be there. I'll be there with Sarah Salters to hand that manifesto in. It is in the right direction. People need to be more educated.
Okay, I think that's very evident from the conversation we're having this morning, that more awareness, more education and a greater understanding of children with any form of attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity disorder, more understanding is needed.